Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, and I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville are the riders and vendors of Rag Rye.
Oh, you're okay.
All right, what's your name and what organization are you with?
Kathy Harge, and I'm with Paws and Pals for our local dog park.
And we're out here kind of near the corner in Main, the corner of Main and 3rd off of 3rd Street here, and you guys are raising money for the dog park here during Rag Rye today. What do you have going on?
Right now we're having puppy kisses for a donation, and we're selling water for a dollar.
And do you, it's a pretty unique fundraiser. Where did you get this idea for?
We've been trying to raise money for our local dog park, and we talked to the city, and they said that they would be willing to let us fundraise for our local dog park.
But I mean, the puppy kisses part seems pretty interesting.
Puppy kisses come from the city council, or the city, Dylan from City Hall.
Okay.
And we just thought it was kind of cute to have one of our local puppies that's going to be at our dog park give puppy kisses.
And so we're out here a little bit early, probably just about 9 o'clock as some of the riders trickling in, but everything's still kind of getting set up. I imagine you guys are hoping for a few cool photo opportunities with a lot of people and getting a lot of people involved with this.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You guys are on phase one of the project right now. What does that consist of and what comes after that?
Phase one is where we're trying to get our fencing put in. It's going to cost around between $15,000 to $20,000 for fencing for our large part and our small dog park, but it's all together. And then that's also going to be getting the gravel in and getting the water lines in. Phase two will be getting benches and getting trees, and that phase three will be getting bathrooms.
All right, and you said that you already have some water lines and things ready to go after all these phases come together.
Yes, we have water lines ready to get put into, so that way there'll be water for the dogs at the park and water for people too.
And just as a reminder, where is this dog park planned to be located right now?
Right now it's planned to be located right out by the Humane Society on that left-hand corner as you go around the corner.
All right, that's again at the Paws and Pals booth on 3rd and Main Street, and come out here during Rag Rye. Where are you from and what's your name?
I'm from Las Vegas.
All right.
I grew up in Cedar Rapids, though.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Scott Woodford.
Scott. All right, Scott, and how many Rag Rye's have you done?
This is my third.
This is your third Rag Rye. So what brought you to do Rag Rye for the first time originally?
You know, I'm not sure. I've been hearing about it. You know, I've from Iowa, so I knew about it. Never had the opportunity before. I did it first in 2007, and it was just a blast. It really was. And last year, they came through Cedar Rapids, so I had to do it again.
And so now you're hooked. It's third time, twice
yes.
in a row, and you came all the way up from Vegas for it.
That's right.
Coming down from Des Moines today, what was your favorite part of the ride?
The finish, I guess. I'm not sure.
The finish? How was the lake, though?
Oh, the lake is cool.
Going
cool.
over the mile long?
Oh, yeah. I ride recumbent, so I could see the whole panorama.
Nice.
It was cool.
Nice. And pretty hilly ride, though, generally, for this route so far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was dragging today.
All right. Well, luckily, it's pretty cool, though, huh?
Yes. Oh, man.
And you got in early, so.
Yes.
All right. Well, enjoy your day in Knoxville.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sir, what's your name, and where are you here for?
I'm Dennis Edgerton, and I work for Spoken Wheel Bicycle Shop.
And we're sitting here on Robinson Street right now on the west side of the square. And really, it looks like about 5, 6, 7 different bicycle shops setting up here on Robinson in this area. I imagine this is something that kind of travels along with Rag Rye.
There's 10 shops that travel with Rag Rye.
And in terms of needs for bicyclists during the event, what do you guys do?
Here in town, we sell the retail, the clothing, lights, bags. What else do we sell? Seats, anything that somebody might, shoes, baskets.
So if people find that their things are wearing out, or their seat maybe is getting a little worn down, that sort of thing, you're here just to kind of keep everything up to date for riders.
Right, that's what we do.
And how big a part of this of your business would you say Rag Rye is every year?
I don't own the shop, so. I'd probably say 30%.
So it's a pretty big week though for the business wise.
Yeah, because we have mechanics out on the roads, so we got another whole truck and trailer out on the roads.
Oh, okay. So out there on the route right now, there are mechanics in case bicycles break down, that sort of thing.
Yeah, change tires, broken chains, spokes, all that good stuff. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Jennifer Peterson, and I live in West Des Moines, and I'm originally from Australia.
You're from Australia originally, huh? So what brought you to ride Ragbri? How long have you been in Iowa?
I've been in Iowa 20-something years, and this is just my third Ragbri, and my kids talked me into it.
All right. So do you ride with your family then?
No, not this year.
Not this year? You just got so addicted to it you had to come back?
Yeah, I did. I ride with a group, but...
So how was the ride in today into Knoxville then?
Hilly.
Hilly?
But not too bad.
Pretty short ride, 50 miles, right?
Yeah, short ride, short hilly ride, but...
How was the bridge?
Bridge was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How, that tape worked out pretty well then, that 3M made?
Yeah, yeah. The bridge was just wonderful, and the view from the bridge was great. Really nice weather today.
Absolutely. I was going to say this is probably some of the nicest weather you've had on a Ragbri ride before.
It is, compared to last year where it was over 100 in 3 days.
All right. What is your favorite Ragbri memory over your 2.5 Ragbris now?
Oh, just riding and dipping your tire is always the highlight. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to those Ragbri riders and vendors, our guests today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella's up next.